This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, GCN. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
That's great. Dr. Sheely, I had a call this morning. It's about an 11-year-old child. And she's probably going to be listening in as we discuss this. She's in the hospital right now with her dad. I know her dad. And so do you. And so she's an 11-year-old, and she has a possible appendicitis, they think. She has pain at just above her belt line, as I understand it. And the question, without frightening anyone who might be listening, what is an appendicitis, or what's the appendix used for?
Well, the appendix has no unequivocal use. Some people believe that as long as you've got it, it improves the overall function of your colon because of certain bacteria there. But 99.9% of people live very healthily without an appendix if they have to have appendicitis and it is removed. And if it is truly infected, and that means it could actually cause an abscess or rupture even and cause severe peritonitis. So if it is truly appendicitis, I honestly think it's safer to take it out than it is to treat it with antibiotics.
Safer to go through the surgery?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I had it at age 19, mm-hmm. and I've never regretted it.
Meaning you've had an appendectomy. You've had your appendix removed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And two kids all had it early in life.
Mm-hmm. And what causes an appendicitis?
Well, somehow it gets infected. And, you know, remember, there are more bacteria in your intestine than there are cells in your body. So it doesn't take much disruption in the normal bacteria load, and especially in a little piece that's sort of off on the side like that, to set something astray.
Okay, so where actually is the appendix?
Well, it's actually in the lower right quadrant. It's if I put my hand down to the very bottom, as far as I can, in my abdomen, if it's still on the abdomen, and then come up about an inch above that. That's the appendix.
Mm-hmm. I remember being in a doctor's office when I was very young, and I had some pain in my stomach area, just, you know, lower stomach area. And the doctor put his fingers just above my pelvis into my stomach area and then had me cough.
Yep.
What does that do?
Well, when you cough, it's going to, you know, cause a more stress against the appendix in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason for the cough is to see if it aggravates the pain.
Okay, so if you put your fingers there and you cough, like, and it hurts more, that would be an indication that maybe we should do more investigation?
Yes. Now, if the white blood count is above 10,000, that almost certainly confirms appendicitis.
White blood count greater than 10K. Okay. What other things should we look for to confirm that there is actually an appendicitis?
Well, in general, I think with probably 99% accuracy, you can make that diagnosis just on the physical exam and the white blood count.
Okay. Okay. Is there a benefit to an X-ray or an ultrasound, or
not,
are they just
not
going...
likely?
Okay. Okay. So how far in from the outer layer of the skin is this?
Oh, I would say 2 to 3 inches.
Okay. Are there many risks associated with this kind of thing? I know it was common when I was a child.
Well, the risk is always a minimal risk of anesthesia itself. And there's a minimum risk of an infection from the wound itself. But the actual, you know, complications are probably well under the 1 or 2% at the most.
Okay. When we discuss supplements for health, is there a supplement that could be taken that, let's say this is on the edge of, well, maybe surgery, maybe not, well, it's a toss-up. Is there a supplement that would help improve the odds of not having surgery, keeping the appendix?
Well, not to take internally, but a castor oil pack. That is, a cloth soaked in castor oil in a heating pad over that part of the belly might well help.
Okay. And how does one do that? Because they're listening right now.
Okay. In this case, you don't need a terribly big one. I would say a washcloth would be more than adequate in size. Soak it in castor oil and place it right in that lower quadrant of the, you know, the lower fourth of the abdomen on the right side. And then put a piece of plastic over it and a towel and then a heating pad for an hour.
Yes, does that need to be USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia?
No, that's regular massage castor oil is fine.
Okay, then you put a piece of plastic over it. I assume that's so it doesn't leach out and get sheets oily and that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay, and then a heating pad over that for 1 hour?
Yes.
And do you repeat that at some frequency, or is this just do it once?
Well, if it makes a big difference, you might repeat it or even leave it on overnight. Just wrap it up, saran wrap.
Okay. How about supplements, oral supplements?
I don't know any oral supplement that would help at this point, at that point.
Okay. Are there any supplements that should not be taken should surgery be the next step?
Well, of course, aspirin is not a supplement, but it's a common thing that people take for pain. And you want to avoid that in case of surgery because it can cause increased bleeding.
Okay. So no aspirin. Anything else that shouldn't be taken? What about a multivitamin? Is there anything in a multivitamin that...
You know, actually, you're better off not taking anything until you're certain what's going on with the pain. Maybe a little water, but I would not want to take any vitamins or food.
Okay, so no aspirin, no eating, no supplements, no food, just water. Okay, is there a risk of having water in the digestive system prior to surgery?
No.
Okay. All right, and so this appendix, as I understand it, is. Oh, it's kind of like a worm-like thing. It's kind of small. It just hangs out at the lower right part of the abdomen, which is in the first part of the colon.
That's right. It's the junction of the small intestine for the colon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it harbors bacteria. So what can we do to prevent an appendicitis?
You know, I would say the single most important thing to keep it healthy is to have regular bowel movements, one or two every day, without straining. And if that's happening, you're much likely to get the appendix hung up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so to encourage one or two bowel movements a day, what kinds of things should we eat? What should we avoid?
Well, basically, you want to be sure you're getting plenty of fiber. Now, fiber in general is more common in certain vegetables and certain fruits, and they help pull water into the digestive system and the intestines to lubricate things. So basically just eating a really healthy diet.
What about psyllium powder, which is pretty much plain old bulk fiber, also known as Metamucil? Now, that would be the trade name for it. But
now, interestingly, for many, many years, Metamucil was 50% plain old sugar.
Right,
but
right.
But now, on the ads, I've heard, I don't know whether it's that, but actually they claim that it has no sugar. It's sweetened with stevia now.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make it at least more acceptable. On the other hand, if you're having normal bowel movements, I see no reason to take psyllium.
Okay. All right. But if a person does take psyllium, it is available without sugar. And
exactly.
And it's got all the taste of cardboard. So it's not pleasant, but it's palatable. Okay. So, is there any food that we should avoid if we want to lower our chances of an appendicitis? And I'm thinking, what's coming to my mind is what people used to call as that would bind you up. You know, if you eat that food, like cheese or rice.
Well, again, remember, 80% of your food, 80% of what you eat should be fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, that's
if you
it's
don't
not
do
happening
that, you're
going
to have trouble.
It's not happening in most places, right? Most people are not eating 80% of their diet as fruits and vegetables.
No, they're lucky if 10 or 20% is fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I think 10 or 20% would be really kind of high based on what I've seen.
I start every day with 15 servings of roots and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all a powdered thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm getting the equivalent of 15 servings of fruits and vegetables to start my day.
Well, all of us should follow your example, the example that you are leading us with, absolutely. Dr. Shilley, what was coming to my mind when you said a normal bowel movement, I was thinking about all these insecticides and pesticides and preservatives that are in our food, whether we like it or not. Not that we want it to be there, it's just there. Is that causing our digestive system to not operate properly, which could cause an appendicitis? I'm talking about...
Oh, yes. You know, Roundup and other similar poisons are terrible for your entire digestive system, but those fluoride.
Okay. So, no city gin, or also known as tap water, from the municipality. And when we come back, can we talk about does an appendicitis pose different concerns based on our age? We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shilley, medical doctor.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about the appendix. And one question we have, Dr. Shealy, is when a person is younger, very young, let's say, oh, 4, 5, 6, then maybe 10, 11, 12, then 20, 30, and then older than that, are there differences in concern with the...
I would say the greatest, one of the greatest risks would be those under the age of 8. You know, they're more fragile in relation to anesthesia and stuff like that and not accustomed to this kind of interruption, if you will, in their life. And, of course, as you get older, then it depends. If you're healthy, no. But if you already got any other disease, heart disease, diabetes, whatever, then you're going to be at a greater risk to have an appendectomy.
Okay. What are the... what are the concerns about a rupture?
Well, that's serious, and that could cause an infection of the entire intestinal system called peritonitis, and that carries a high risk of, you know, life.
Okay, so what do we do if there is a rupture?
Well, you need immediate surgery and antibiotics. That there is a place for antibiotics, and that would certainly be one of them.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that a father and a mother should think about when they're facing this situation with a child who is in the hospital?
I think the most important thing is to be at peace, to be calm, and not let the child feel your obvious concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just makes it worse for the child.
Okay. All right. Very good. Alex was asking me this morning. Alex is our engineer today. And he's all excited about natural ways to boost our immune system. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, there are lots of those. Obviously, I mean, the basics are a good multivitamin. All adults should be on a minimum of 25 milligrams of all the B-complex. All adults would do well to take Dr. Shuley's youth formula because that gives you plenty of vitamin C complemented and enhanced with MSM. And all adults should take some astaxanthine, the strongest form of vitamin A. And, of course, all people after age 2 should be on increased amounts of vitamin D3. Those are the absolute basics.
Okay.
And, of course,
I was telling Alex before the broadcast started, I asked him if he had any medical questions that he'd like answered. And he said, would you ask Dr. Shuley about natural ways to boost the immune system? His parents are interested in it. He's interested in. So 25 milligrams per day of vitamin B-complex, astaxanthine, which is vitamin A. How much is the daily dose of that, Dr. Shuley?
The average person who doesn't have any other problems, 10 milligrams is probably enough.
10 milligrams per day, okay. And then vitamin D3.
Now, in children under the age of, 15 to 18, 50,000 units once a month, and after age 18, or when you're sort of more or less adult size and weight, then 50,000 once a week, or if you're under that, like under 140 pounds, 50,000 units every 10 days.
Okay, let's see, I've got this. So if a person is under 15 to 18 years old, 50,000 units once a week. Now, that doesn't mean...
Once a month.
Now, that's not a toddler, is it, Dr. Shuley?
Not a what?
Not a toddler, like a, you know, a two-year-old.
Oh, no. There, I would stick with just the, 200 to 400.
Okay. And then over 18, a full-size adult, 50,000 once a week, and less than 150 pounds, that was...
Less than 140, yeah.
Okay, less than 140. And what was that again?
I, in order to make it simple, I say the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month. That's the easiest way to remember every 10 days.
Okay, every 10 days. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley, and we'll talk more about vitamins, supplements, vitamin C, and natural ways to boost your immune system. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two powerful earthquakes in just a couple of days in California have a lot of people concerned that a bigger quake may be right around the corner. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Janice Hahn.
But in the event of a major earthquake, what I'm worried about is that our residents in Los Angeles County are not prepared themselves.
Governor Gavin Newsom is estimating over $100 million in damage from last week's quakes. He traveled yesterday to Ridgecrest, where the quakes were centered, to survey the damage there.
Starbucks issuing an apology after a worker at a store in Arizona asks a group of police officers to leave the premises. The executive VP of Starbucks writing a letter to the Tempe Police Department apologizing for that July 4th incident. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us. And at the bottom of the hour news, we heard the report that some police officers were asked to leave a Starbucks in Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, T-E-M-P-E. Well, what the news report didn't say was exactly what happened. What happened was, according to my research, was that there was a customer that didn't feel safe with the police in the Starbucks. So the customer told the employee at Starbucks, the employee asked the police to leave because the customer didn't feel safe. Now here's the rest of the story. This is the same police department in Tempe, Arizona, that fatally shot a 14-year-old child because he had an airsoft gun. An airsoft, it would be like plastic BB gun. So the cops killed this young teenager, 14 years old. He was unarmed. He had an airsoft gun, and it shot him in the back. So would it be reasonable to say, hey, I don't feel safe with this, with these guys, these five guys with guns in a coffee shop called Starbucks. I think that's reasonable. Reasonable to feel unsafe when they, that department, shot an unarmed 14-year-old in the back. Just wanted to mention that. So, you know, sometimes you can't go by the headlines. You just can't go by the headlines. Okay. So, back to ways to improve your immune system, Dr. Shilley. What else can we do? I take probiotics, which is something that you've recommended for years, and I got to tell you, I think they work.
Well, of course, and almost everybody will benefit from probiotics. And there are many, many, many different roads to roam there, but you need to explore which one feels best to you. Now, I mean, I like the capsule called G.R. Adophilus, but you can take kefir, you can take buttermilk, you can take Greek yogurt, you can make your own kombucha tea. All of those are various forms of probiotics, and each of us may find one a little bit better on our particular system than some of the others. But that's, again, just part of the whole. The most important thing is to sleep well, exercise well, and eat well.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about what you said, and you had recommended years ago Greek yogurt, and you like the plain Greek yogurt, if I remember correctly, without the sugar and without the flavorings. And, of course, it doesn't taste as well. But what I do is I take Greek yogurt, which is thicker, has more mass class than just plain old regular yogurt that you could buy at the supermarket. But you can buy Greek yogurt at the supermarket. And what I do is I'll take a clean spoon out of the utensil drawer, and I will scoop out one tablespoon multiple times per day and eat that. And I eat it in between meals. Is that the time to do it, Dr. Shilley, or is it better to eat with meals?
You know, we're all unique, Vince, and I would say it depends on your lifestyle and whether or not it's even possible. I mean, you live and work at home, so it's easier
yes.
for you to do that than as for people who work in an office.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, I wonder, Dr. Shilley, if people who live and work at home have a better potential for living longer than people who work at a job. Now, there are advantages of working at a job. You get to, you know, talk to other people more. You get, you know, other points of view. And then you get the stress that comes with it because, you know, a lot of them are jerks, right? But do you think people live longer who work from home? Because they're not
probably
exposed to the pollution of the city, for example. If they live in the countryside, if they are less exposed to the office magnetic waves, the electromagnetic waves of the Wi-Fi and all the cell phones of all the other employees and the construction of the building that, you know, where they'd be working, as compared to if they built their own home, they could make sure that they wired it, you know, with conduit rather than unshielded cables.
But, you know, interestingly, 20% of Americans work from home frequently, and 80 to 90% of workers would like to work at home at least 2 or 3 days a week.
I love working from home. I really do. I get up in the morning, do some farm chores, race into the studio, do a couple-hour broadcast, jump on the tractor, or go out in the automotive shop, or go out in the fields and check the fields and the cows, hop in the, you know, either the Jeep or a motorcycle or a four-wheeler, and, you know, go across the fields and check the fence, and, you know, the family works together. It's really kind of nice. It really is. And we're left alone for the most part, you know, no intervention from people who want to tell us how to do it, meaning, you know, the authorities. It's really kind of nice. I recommend it. I really like this lifestyle. For me. For me. But then again, I don't need to be entertained. Whereas, Dr. Shulman, when I look at people who live in the city, they're looking for things to do. They don't have a lawn to mow. They don't have a garden to tend, for the most part. People who live in apartments or have small yards, they can mow the yard in, I don't know, 15 minutes. Me, it takes me longer than that to set up the equipment to mow. It might take me an hour to set up all the equipment, to grease it and check the oil and you know, all the fluids. But I still wouldn't trade it. I think it's a great lifestyle. Do you recommend the farm lifestyle, Dr. Shealy, for longevity and outlook and
overall
body condition?
Well, if you're smart enough to avoid pesticides and herbicides, yes.
Yeah, I knew a few farmers who weren't, and they're no longer with us. They thought that having a nice, clean fence line because they could spray Roundup, and boy, that stuff really works. It kills those weeds and grass, and the fence looks beautiful. You look at our fence, and you'd say, wow, we live in Appalachia, and it looks terrible. But we don't use those products on our farm. Dr. Shealy, one of the things that Alex asked me about was krill oil. What are your thoughts on krill oil as a supplement?
Apparently, it is somewhat better than plain old fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
As far as its, you know, major antioxidant benefits.
Okay. When you say fish oil, are we talking about cod liver oil?
No, fish oil is that's a totally different thing. Fish oil that I'm talking about is mostly salmon oil.
Okay.
And it is the best source of omega-3s, unless, of course, you live here. And you can get Monster emu oil capsules, and I switched to those a year or so ago so that I know that they don't have added mercury, because fish oil, salmon oil, unfortunately, has a lot of mercury in it, potentially.
When I was growing up, I used to listen to the radio with my mom, and there was a guy, I remember his name, I'm talking about from the 60s, in the 70s, his name was Dale Alexander. And Dale Alexander proclaimed that he was the cod, C-O-D, father. And he recommended cod liver oil every day. And so my mom took it, I took it. We had some chickens with rheumatoid arthritis, and we gave it to them. And, you know, they couldn't walk. And then, miraculously, with some cod liver oil, a week later, they were able to get around. So, and ducks. You know, we saw this, and he said years ago that it will make your skin younger or keep it younger. Do you think there's any evidence? Because I've been doing it since I was 11.
My biggest concern with cod liver oil is vitamin A. The normal plain old fish liver oil, if you will, contains vitamin A in its basic vitamin A form. And if you take more than 10,000 units, even 10,000 units every day of your life of cod liver oil, you can get toxic. It can actually damage your brain.
Hmm. Now, okay, so would three little gelatin capsules a day be too much?
Well, I would have to ask, I want to know how much vitamin A is in them. I'd look at the
And what was that maximum number?
10,000 units a day.
So less than 10K per day. So 10K is the maximum.
Okay. Yeah, because 15,000, especially 12,000 even, can actually cause swelling of your brain.
Okay. Does it cause nosebleeds?
Not. I don't think so, but anything's possible when you begin to get toxicity.
Okay. What we mentioned aspirin before. We were talking about people take aspirin for pain. Do we now know how aspirin works, or is that still a mystery?
Well, you know, we do know certain specific anti-inflammatory potentials, and in general, those anti-inflammatory potentials are slightly better than ibuprofen and the other non-steroidals, but they all carry a risk to your gut.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened with aspirin in hospitals? All of a sudden, I think back in the maybe 70s or 80s, there were commercials on the television saying, more hospitals use ibuprofen, compared to aspirin. Did they just get a better price to get us to all switch off the real cheap aspirin, which costs almost nothing to...
And it's the pharmacomafia at work.
Mm-hmm. So is there a benefit to ibuprofen, or if you had to choose one for a headache, if the headache were that severe that you just couldn't stand it, would you take an aspirin, or would you take an ibuprofen, or neither?
Well, I guess if I was that desperate, I would take an aspirin.
Okay. And I feel the same way. But normally, I just tough it out and say, I'm going to ignore it, and if I don't think it's something to cause alarm, it's just a headache, I just keep on going. Or I might lie down for 15 or 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, and that's it. But I try to not take anything. So that leads to the next question about the cardiologist, Dr. Shilley, who say, take 81 milligrams of aspirin a day, baby aspirin. What about that?
Well, and in the last month, there's been a new study saying that that's all a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's changing. It's like coffee. Coffee's good for you. No, it's not. You can get cancer. No, it cures cancer. They keep changing their minds. It's kind of annoying. I wish they'd get it right the first time. Dr. Shilley and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, there are a number of states that have legalized marijuana. And do you have any concerns about that?
You bet.
Okay.
There's no circumstance under which I personally would prescribe it, period, in the report. I just think it's a danger of becoming a pothead. Mm-hmm.
Well, in Nevada, the governor just signed a bill that became law that says that an employer cannot discriminate against an employee who tests positively for marijuana in their bloodstream. Now, if you think about that, class, that's beyond nuts. So we're talking, well, there's some exceptions. If you are an emergency rescue type person, you can be discriminated against. If you drive for a living, meaning if you operate a vehicle for a living, that would be like a taxi or a truck driver, you can be discriminated against. But it seems to me, based on what I've read, everything else you cannot discriminate. That means you can have a judge who's high, you can have a surgeon who's high, you can have a dentist who's high, and that's okay. In Nevada.
Well, I mean, after all, what other state has legal prostitution?
Yeah. Yeah.
So?
Well, this is beyond crazy to me.
I'm with you.
But that doesn't mean that people can't drive under the influence. That means if they do it for a living. So now we have people going to the store who are, you know, under the influence at some point. We've got engineers. We've got factory workers, you know, maybe the three factory workers that are left. People on power poles. People who are advising us what to do. Preparing our taxes. This is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. The race to the bottom. And from what I've learned, smoking marijuana doubles the risk of women giving birth to their babies prematurely.
Oh, yeah.
Doubles the risk. And I've got to wonder, is the use of cannabis by mom or dad or mom and dad, is that carried to the newborn so that they are predisposed to being a pothead later on? Do you think there's any link there, Dr. Shealy?
Probably. But of course, they're going to grow up with it as well. So who knows whether it was before they were born or after they were born that gave the influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you're talking about is if the parents smoke dope in the house, it will appear to be common and normal, and so why shouldn't the children feel that that's normal? Because, heck, mom and dad do it. Which, it seems to me that it's a waste of money, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of life, because the person's not here on Earth when this is happening. They're like a little remote from Earth, aren't they?
Well, as I said, I am unequivocally, totally, and forever opposed to so-called medical or any other marijuana.
Why do you think that marijuana has gotten such a foothold in so many states that have legalized it?
It's going with the downhill of the leftista, you know. They bring up into acceptance everything that has been frowned upon socially for the last 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to what I'm reading right now, the states where it is fully legal, marijuana, Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, the District of Columbia, Idaho. Idaho's fully illegal. So, let me go back. Fully illegal. Let's go by the states. Alabama, fully illegal. Alaska, fully legal. Arizona is mixed. Arkansas, mixed. California, fully legal. Colorado, fully legal. Connecticut, mixed. Delaware, mixed. District of Columbia, fully legal. Florida, mixed. Georgia, mixed. Hawaii, mixed. Idaho, fully illegal. Illinois, mixed. Indiana, mixed. Iowa, mixed. Kansas, fully illegal. Kentucky, fully illegal. Louisiana, mixed. Maine, fully legal. Maryland, mixed. Massachusetts, fully legal. Michigan, fully legal. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.